Blog Talk Radio.
Between the Ropes Radio. Let's take this between the ropes. The best podcast I'm here letting you know. Tyron Ashbury here to take it over. Let the man speak as he here, the break is over. We in the culture for all the news and incredible style. No other podcast explaining it now. This is the show of the dreams, information
definitely,
for all.
Definitely, definitely. Hey, you know, if there's something you like at this very moment, hey, it could be a car or that juicy meal, hey, cross over to it, get it. Crossover to Between the Ropes Radio on this Friday night, December 19th, 2019, live. Of course, I'm your boy, Ty Ashbury, and tonight I cross over from the wrestling ring to the Fresh Fight Female Fighting Ring. It's unveiling, of course, on Between the Ropes Radio, and of course, my live guest, their top star, my live guest, the one and only Sammy the Bull. Sammy, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. This is the first on Between the Ropes Radio, and I know you being on the show, we're going to make this definitely a good night here on the show, but most importantly, it's an honor to have you on, and I hope you're having a great evening tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Not at all. And like, you know, Miss Sammy, that, like I said on the intro there, of course, you know, I'm sure you got it. You know, when you've done shows before, they talked to you about the whole wrestling thing, this and that. And of course, this is different here on Between the Ropes Radio, but I've been excited about this episode. And actually, I want to learn more about what you guys do, of course, in Fresh Fight Female Fighting, and this is what we're going to talk about on the interview, but most of all, Between the Ropes Radio, we party it up, we have fun, so if you're ready to have fun on the show, you ready?
Hell yeah, I'm ready.
Now, of course, you know, Miss Sammy, the first question I got to ask you, now you got Fresh Fight Female Fighting, and of course, Between the Ropes Radio, that combination, of course, one word that comes to mind right now.
Is awesome.
Hey, simple as that. Definitely an awesome thing, because I know you guys are really making it big. I mean, I know you want, you know, people to reach out to what you guys are doing. Pretty much you guys are sending a message to the world, and you guys are legit, and I watch videos of what you guys do, and I'm like, damn, you guys are badass. You guys are definitely raising some eyebrows throughout the entire world.
Yeah, we have a really big and I forget a lot of times to how big our fan base really is. We've done a really good job on reaching out to girls all over the world, as well as fans all over the world, to really come in and support what we do. And it's been really successful that way. So, I mean, we get a lot of girls in, we get a lot of fans in, and we get a lot of good feedback and sponsorships and stuff like that in our fights. So I think that's why we bring a good perspective to the market, or to the idea of fighting in general, whether it be wrestling or MMA or whatever it is. You know, we definitely have our own little piece of land niche out.
Yeah, and actually, Miss Sammy, like I said, when we talked about doing the show, I was doing my research, writing notes, watching videos, what you guys do, and of course, like you said, you guys are really bringing in a big market, because I think we're in a world today where people, they want something new. I mean, I think people are tired of the same old, and I think that's where you guys come in, because, like you said, it's just the market in the world today, people just want to see something new, and they probably look at what you guys are doing, probably like, ah, you know, these ladies, they're badass, but yeah, it's just you guys are pretty much just like everybody else out there in any kind of sport. You guys are athletes, and it's showing.
Oh, yeah. It definitely takes an athlete to be able to keep up with the Fresh Fight competition, because our girls are tough, they're really strong, and they're really good at what they do. And I think that mostly comes because we don't tell them, or, you know, we all develop our own way of doing our own fight. Like, you know, we each have our own style, and nobody has any type of preset kind of built-in moves that they're just used to from doing either – you know, having fun or whatever. It's just, it's you really are fighting from your intuition and the seat of your pants all the time.
Exactly. And Miss Sammy, I want to talk about that later. You said the key thing, your style, and you ladies come in different sizes and different fighting styles, different backgrounds. I want to talk about that later on here on Between the Ropes Radio. And everybody, thank you for listening live to Between the Ropes Radio with your boy Ty Asbury. And, of course, my guest from Fresh Fight Female Fighting, the one and only Sammy the Bull, our live
whoop,
guest tonight here on the show.
Whoop, whoop.
Definitely got to go whoop, whoop. but now, Sammy, I was looking at your Facebook, taking notes, doing week force, which your boy does, Ty Asbury does, taking his notes. So it's been 7 years that you've been at this, doing, what you're doing. That's kicking butt in the ring for female, fighting. It's been 7 years already?
Yep, 7 years. It's been a long 7 years, but yep, 7 years.
And I'm pretty sure, like, when you look back, you look at the big picture, you see 7 years, the big number 7 years, are you just like, damn, like, time flies by? I mean, has that hit you yet, or you don't think about that, you just keep on going?
Yeah, I mean, time flies by, but then looking back too, you know, it's like the amount of fights I've done in 7 years is like a really big number in comparison too, and when I think about that, I'm like, damn, like, that's a lot of people. No wonder I'm doing what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, you know?
Yeah, and it's just, you know, and the big thing about it is, and actually this question is pretty much top of my head, it just came to me, and I think, have you guys been through a phase yet where people don't take you guys seriously, like legit? Do you guys can encounter that a lot, or is it something that people really just take it to you guys like, this is badass, this promotion is badass?
You know, when I talk to people on an individual basis, to be quite honest with you, I get a lot of that, I don't really believe what you do, even when I talk about it. I mean, I can tell you all the names of the moves that we're doing, and it just doesn't really even matter to just say it, because I think, and I hate to say this, but being a female and being a fighter, you know, there's not really that much respect in the world yet. You know what I mean? We've kind of just came into our own. In wrestling even, you know, and in MMA even. So I still kind of always get the, oh, yeah, you're doing kind of mud wrestling type of comments. But when you – if it's coming from somebody that is on our, you know, Facebook or, you know, from your radio show or whatever, it's – they actually always are really super – they really don't know what to say. They're just like, wow, you guys are really fucking – you guys are going at it. And that's usually the feedback that I would say we get that way. Because I think when you see it, it's epic.
And you know, really, that baffles me. You said, somebody said to you, oh, well, you guys are like mud wrestlers. But, I mean, whoever said that, it's kind of like, really, mud wrestlers.
Right.
I mean, of course, mud wrestling, it's in a big thing of mud. But you guys are, you got the four poles, the canvas, the ropes. You guys are going at it. I mean, this person who said that, I mean, I'm sure you looked at him like, really, seriously, like
It's frustrating, but you know, if they don't have that visual sense of really what is going on, you know, I guess I agree. I agree with you. You're right.
Now, Sammy, we're going to take it back. Of course, as I always say, there's a beginning for everybody, no matter what you do in life. And we're going to say, let's go, you know, to the beginning of Sammy. What was the one thing within you where you knew female fighting was for you? What was that one thing where you're like, oh yeah, this, I'm going for this? What hit you in that capacity?
Oh, actually, it's the sense of not knowing what there is to know about it. So it was my curiosity and not knowing what was going to happen. That's my favorite, I think, element of fighting, is just having to figure it out in that moment, in that space and time.
Absolutely. And I think it's a part of life. I mean, we go through life at times where we don't know what we want to do, but I think your body tells you, in a sense of, this is for you, go get it. And everybody listening live, if that makes sense, like that inner you or inner piece of you hits that switch.
Yep.
Where you're like, yeah, this is what I want to do.
Yep. When you really have the ability to cut loose with somebody, in just an extreme way, I think that that is a really piece of a savory piece of life, a sweet slice of pie.
Now, can you go back and tell me a time where you mastered a move? I mean, I know you guys, you know, train a lot. You ladies get it in as far as training. I'm sure you ladies are training, you know, day and night. Was there a time where you mastered a move and it made you like the happiest person in the world? You just like, damn, I finally got it. I've been trying this for so long. Like where you were just so like ecstatic that you finally got a move or mastered a move that you were working on. I'm sure that's happened to you before in the past.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think one of my things I'm notorious for is what we call an inverted leg triangle, I think, where I usually end up, you know, I'll be on my back and then I'll have them in my, between my legs or in the guard position. And, you know, whenever you do that rollover and you flip and you end up on top of them, that was a surreal feeling, as well as I think the first time I probably hip tossed somebody. There's just something about the hip toss whenever you link into that moment of that throw, it's just cool. I mean, it's just cool. It's cool the way the synergies work together with it.
Now, Miss Sammy, was there a time where you mastered the move? You're like, my next match, I'm going to do it. Or it could have been, you know, a couple matches after a certain one where you tried the move and the lady you were fighting countered it and you were like, uh-oh. Like, she pretty much was studying everything, and it kind of was, like, you know, messed up, and somebody kind of, like, threw off your plans. Has that happened before?
Oh, God, yeah. I do pretty well at what I do, but there are definitely some girls that give me challenges. And, you know, Stina is definitely one of those people. She's definitely one of my top competitors, I'd say. Tia is, I mean, she's a badass. She's definitely one where, you know, you don't even, she already knows what you're doing before you're doing it. So, well, actually it doesn't really matter what you're doing. She's doing what she's doing. So, you know, she had other plans for you. So she's definitely always one that could throw me off my game like that. Yeah, that's an epic moment, you know, when you're like, oh shit, that just happened. What do I do? When do I get back?
I just want to let everybody know that, of course, Sammy the Bull is talking about being in the fighting game, of course, from, like I said before, I'm going to say it again, Fresh Fight Female Fighting, which takes over Between the Ropes Radio tonight here on this Friday night, as I said. And if you want to talk to the one and only Sammy the Bull, you can call him live, ask your questions, any comments, of course, 516-666-9868. You're listening live to Between the Ropes Radio. Now, of course, we've been talking about it, Fresh Fight Female Fighting, what you do. You guys are out there. People are catching on. Now, if you had two words to describe it, what are those two words that describe at this badass promotion and the ladies that represent this badass promotion? Two words.
Oh, bad bitches.
Hey, and I'm saying this in a compliment, you know, compliment you ladies. That's the truth. That's what you ladies do. I mean, you ladies are doing what you do. And like, honestly, Miss Sammy, when we were talking about getting the show together, and you said to yourself, Ty, go back and watch what we do. And I had to, and I was really taken by it. I'm actually wanting to learn more about it myself. And it's just, you learn something new every day and learn about what you ladies do. It's like really freaking cool.
Right. Yep.
And now, pretty much too, as you know, why should, of course, myself and everyone around the world listening live, why should we start following, of course, Fresh Fight Female Fighting? Why should we all check it out? I mean, what's the thing that you think would, you know, draw us into getting involved with it as fans?
Watching one of our fights is really intense. I mean, you have just about 25 minutes of video at least of two girls who may have some experience, no experience, or a lot of experience, you know, just battling it out, literally just sparring in the ring, and whatever happens, happens. It's so you know, you're really in there with us whenever we're doing that. It's not like you're watching strategy or you're watching, you know what I mean? Like, when you watch UFC, to me, it's, you know what kind of fighter this person is. They all have their, you know, they have their style. They're very, they're not predictable, but they are predictable in some senses, you know. That's not really, we're not very predictable. That's one thing I love about our style.
And that's what I like. I mean, you said it too, very, it's unpredictable. I mean, and I think that's why you said people are starting to catch on, because I'm sure fans are coming to your shows and thinking, I mean, what's Sammy going to do tonight? What's this lady going to do tonight? And I really think fans, they love something that's unpredictable. I mean, because as fans watching, they want to be, you know, off the edge of their seats. And I think what you ladies are doing, it's really catching on, because you never know, one night this lady may unveil a new move or this new rival may begin. And I watched a lot of your videos. You guys really do a really fascinating job at your promo videos, hyping up different matches. That's how I caught on to what you guys are doing. It's really awesome. And you guys are doing really good at promoting your upcoming events as well.
Yep. Yep, our next upcoming event's going to be pretty epic. It's going to be Stina and I, and it'll be a cage match, and it'll actually be my retirement match. So I am going to step down for a while. I've been doing a lot of fights. I have over 230 something fights as a female fighter, and I am going to work, I think, a little bit more with the girls and see what else somebody else can bring to the table.
Wow, Miss Sammy, I mean, anything can happen on Between the Ropes Radio. Now that the news is out, that I'm sure everybody listening live, that the one and only Sammy the Bull is stepping away from the female fighting, of course, area, and she's going to take some time to herself, and, you know, whoever's listening live, clapping. I'm clapping. You know, Miss Sammy, you know, God bless you. And it's definitely that's one thing that, you know, I know you might never. Yeah. I mean, but I think sometimes you know when it's time to step away, and it's God bless you. But I think you're gonna make out okay.
Yeah, I'll be all right. I'll have more epic things to do. And I still, like I said, I do want to get – I think we can bring a little bit more to Fresh Fight, and I'm not sure in which way I want to employ that idea yet. But, you know, there's definitely some ways we can beef up what we're doing too, and I think I want to spend some creative time in that area of this. And like I said, I still get to be around the girls and fight with them in the ring and, so, you know, train with them and stuff like that. So it'll be great. And we'll see who rises to the top now.
Yeah, that's we all know, and of course, ladies listening to the podcast tonight, I mean, being the next Sammy Bull, I mean, there's only one, but I mean, of course, I'm sure Sammy would tell you, you got to do what you have to do, but I mean, I think that it's pretty much you stepping away, but you're still giving back, of course, to Fresh Fight Female Fighting, which means helping the up-and-coming ladies get involved to it. So you're pretty much giving back, and that's always a cool thing to do.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's going to be, I can't wait to see what happens with it. It's going to be fun.
Now, this is actually a out of the moment question. Could you maybe give us a pre-peek or sneak peek of, is there one lady out there that has your eye, the corner of your eye, and you're like, when I step away, I think she may be the next big thing. Is there a certain lady who may have your attention in that frame of mind since you're, you know, stepping away from the fighting scene?
There's a few. I definitely have some people in mind that I would love to see do that. But, you know, what I did is I really talked up what we were doing there, and I really made it out to introduce myself to people as a fighter and to get their feedback on how interested they would be in fighting and stuff like that. And, you know, we really started to grow a little bit of a community, kind of a gym in a sense. And so we have a lot of people that come through that could definitely serve and take my place. That's for damn sure. You know, definitely Stina is one that comes to mind. I'm not sure what Tia's into these days, but Tia's got a There's yeah, I'm not really sure. I mean, Rose, I would love to see Rose step in and do something like that. I mean, there's a lot of people that come to mind. I'm not really sure if any of them will see if they'll step into that role. I'm not really sure.
Now, have you, of course, we all know, I mean, we all have to take care of our personal lives. I mean, stuff goes on outside of what we do in life. Now, coming from a personal life standpoint, when you, of course, walk away from fighting, is there something that you definitely want to accomplish, you know, outside of the female fighting ring? Is there something that you really want to do that's pretty much been building up lately that you're like, well, I'm just going to just put this, you know, to the side and finally do this, which I haven't had the time to do?
Actually, yeah, in some senses, so with the Fresh White Female Fighting, you know, we've kind of created a little bit of a wellness center, and in that wellness center space, we're trying to bring things like yoga and stuff like that, and we actually teach other women how to, you know, for free, a couple nights a week or something like that. We give them free fight training so that any women can, you know, in the area that want to come and try out what we do, they can, you know, walk and talk and stand with pride in what they do. And, you know, because you really get that as a fighter. You get to stand in your own eventually, you know, once all those other things settle down and you can really, really work with somebody in the ring or on the, you know, on the mats, whatever it may be. And so we started to do that, and that's something that I am very passionate about, is helping people get in their right space and mind and place in life where they want to be. And I would love to be able to spend a little bit more of my time and focus on that. So that's one thing I'd like to bring back to the world.
And I think that's always a blessing, trying to do something that you always want to do in life from a personal standpoint. I mean, it's different for everybody. I mean, for me, definitely, I know one thing for me, I'm really getting to the whole skydiving thing. So for me, I definitely want to get more to the skydiving thing. Skydiving. And of course, I just saw, it was actually on Facebook last night. It's a freaking like 134 like feet, like bungee jumping thing. And I've been thinking about doing that. I know everybody's probably saying, dude, you're effing insane. But I definitely want to try that as well. So yeah, it's just,
I think I'd like to go.
Yeah.
I'd like to love to do the wingsuits. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Foil suits out of an airplane.
Yeah. Yo. Yeah. I mean, it's just. I mean, everybody's probably think we're both the same, but I definitely love that adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
It's something I. I'm
yep,
really,
I am an adrenaline junkie.
Yeah. Now, Miss Sammy. This next part of the show, and boom, I'm just going to break it out right now.
Hollywood? We talking about Hollywood, man.
This next segment on the show, you got to put the thinking cap on, and I say it over and over again. I love this part of the show, and we're going Hollywood style here on Between the Ropes Radio. So you ready for this Hollywood-related question?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Here we go. One movie that you like, could be your favorite movie, that's a good reflection off of Sammy the Bull. What would it be? A movie that comes to your mind that can pretty much be based on you, or like I said, reflects off of you. One movie that comes to mind.
Oh God, Fight Club.
Hey, simple as that. You read.
I mean, no joke. I actually make soap on the side. So, and I always one of my catchphrases is that I fight myself in the ring. I'm not ever fighting another opponent. I'm always fighting myself, besting myself, if you will. You know what I mean? So, Fight Club might be a good example.
That's actually a real kick-ass, like, saying. I mean, when I'm in the ring, I don't fight my opponent, I fight myself. Because, and actually, I see where you're coming from, because I always say, who's not going to push you but yourself? I mean, of course,
yep.
Opponents can, no matter what you do, but who can push you the most is you. That's your body,
yep.
Your mind, and as Sammy the Bull, she just broke it down. Anybody is involved in any kind of athletic or anything, or you may have a test coming up, you got to push yourself.
Yep, I'm kicking my ass all the time.
She beat herself up. Now we all know, which is like insane, 2020 approaching us. And one thing that Sammy that you would like to see fresh fight female fighting do in 2020, what would that be? One thing you'd like to see them do to maybe expand?
You know, I would like to see more girls come out or reach out to come try it. I would love to see another type of indoctrination type fight. I'm sure you know we've had WWE, you know, top athletes, some of their top women athletes come out and try fresh fight. And I would love to see more pro wrestlers actually come and check it out, because they are some intense athletes, like intense. But I think those are things that I would like to see come to Fresh Fight. That would be sweet. Maybe an MMA person, you know, like maybe a little bit of a known MMA person would be a cool add to the women who have come to try to see if they can hang with the Fresh Fight ladies.
Hey, the Fresh Fight ladies are dominating. Sammy the Bull called it out. Ladies in the professional wrestling world, MMA world, you know, it's out there. Help build this promotion, get it going in 2020. And, of course, Ms. Sammy, this episode has been absolutely awesome, off the charts. And tell everybody listening live about your big day this Sunday. Break it down.
This Sunday, one of our great fighters, Stina Mariza, and myself will be battling out for 25-minute time fight. Most tap outs, I guess, takes it, and it's going to be five-minute rounds, I believe, of, you know, our straight female fighting, fresh fight female fighting style. And it's going to be epic, like always. It's going to be my last fight. It's going to be in a cage. We've never actually done a fight in a cage yet. We've done them outdoors. We've done them, you know, in our ring. And this is going to be a whole new dynamic for us. So it's going to be exciting. And I hope you guys check it out.
And actually, I'm interested, too, in checking out myself. So how can we go about watching this magnificent fight, your last fight happening this Sunday? What can everybody do to check this thing out?
So if you guys want to go check me out on Facebook on, let's say, Sunday night, probably a little bit, I might be on right after. And, you know, anytime after that, I think I'm pretty good about getting back to the fans. And we'll have our video for sale on freshfight.com, or you can go to our Facebook, like I said, my Facebook or the Fresh Fight Facebook. And it'll be available there. And I think for your show, anybody listening, we wanted to do a special promo for you guys to do 20% off for you to be able to see, you know, our last fight. And we're going to do a discount of Sammy20. That's Sammie 20 for your fans or your listeners listening in.
And, of course, Miss Sammy, we want to definitely wish you the best in your last fight. And what's the chances of you ever coming back to Between the Ropes Radio again?
Oh yeah, absolutely. This was fun. This has actually been an interview I've really enjoyed. So yeah. Hell yeah, I would love to do that.
Miss Sammy, thank you very much. I'm blessed that you said that. Good luck in your last fight. And definitely everybody listening live to Sammy the Bull, her last fight Sunday. Definitely check out this young lady who's done it all, and of course fresh fight female fighting. Miss Sammy, God bless, and thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
And have a great holiday. Have a great holiday. Thank you.
Yep. You too. Bye-bye.
Yo, this is your boy, of course, Ty Asbury, and you just listened to
Between the Ropes Radio,
of course. My live guest tonight from Fresh Fight Female Fighting, the one and only Sammy the Bull. This is your boy Ty Asbury. Thank you as always for listening to this episode of Between the Ropes Radio. Have a great night, as always. God bless. Love yourself. Love others. I'm out.
We had to speak the truth for you. You know I'm winning, y'all. Between the ropes, nothing else will come close.
the number one radio show. This what we know to be the best in action in the show.